Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Every week leading up to May, which of course is the Brighton Festival, we're going to be going behind the scenes to meet some of the people who make the festival tick. And this week it's the turn of Pippa Smith. She coordinates the children's events in the Brighton Festival. Pippa, welcome to Radio Reverb.
Hello, Melita.
And I should say welcome back, because it's always nice to get you in to find out what's
great,
happening, what's happening each year in the festival.
It's the beginning of my festival, Melita, is meeting you.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a delight. Thank you so much for saying that, Pippa. 51 years of the Brighton Festival. And as ever, the opening children's parade, now, as it's always been, is very much an important event in May's calendar.
Yes, isn't it wonderful how important it is? I'm sort of really, every year I'm increasingly proud of how difficult it is. You know what a challenge it is for Brighton's teachers to just deliver what they have to deliver?
Sure.
And the fact that they do that every year and they turn out on a Saturday, they have to give a day up for it.
Rain or shine.
Yeah, rain or shine. Nobody gives them a day in lieu. You know, they have to turn out on a Saturday with all the kids and they spend, you know, with the parents and other helpers. But they spend so long making their things each year and it's become such an important part of Brighton's life. I think, you know, schools are actually criticised by parents if they're not in the parade.
Oh, really?
Heard. Yeah,
ooh.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Three-line whip.
I know. It's because the parents were in it, you see. And increasingly, I'm afraid, we might even have got to grandparents now.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, each year it seems to grow. It always seems to become this enormous parade of children going through town with their papier-mâché, sometimes quite soggy papier-mâché things that they carry along with them. How is it? Is it growing this year as well?
Well, we can't allow it to grow too much because the police won't allow it to grow too much as it is.
Stop breeding.
Yes. No, but as it is, you know, we do cause a disruption. The parade causes a disruption to the town, and it's only because it's become such a thing that the children of Brighton and Hove take over their city that it's even allowed. You know, if you think what happens to the buses, the A259, when we all cross it. So it is growing, but we have to keep it a little bit under control, which means that Same Sky, who work with us to organise it, have suggested that, you know, to each school sometimes that they only put one class in rather than all the school, and it's now become a thing where in some schools where if you get to year six you're in the parade. So you know when you're in year five you're standing at the edge watching and waving, when you get to year six you'll be in the parade. And so schools have found different ways of handling the numbers problem, because it is a problem. We'd be there for months if they all went in.
So every year there's a theme. What's this year's theme for the children's parade?
This year's theme is poetry. Guess why? Our guest director is Kate Tempest, and she's a wordsmith. Mm-hmm. And so we went for poetry. I've also got this sort of secret thing that children should learn the odd poem, but that probably shows my age.
Probably.
So we like the idea that each of the schools picked a poem out of the hat, and then they went away. And surprisingly, the teachers were so accepting of their poems, because sometimes there's a bit of an argy-bargy when we do hats. I remember the year of the alphabet, mm-hmm. and the school got Y. And there was a very, very serious argument about who would do Yellow Submarine, you know. So there can be difficulties about what they take out of the hat. But they loved their poems. They were very, very carefully selected from lots of anthologies. And, they all went off, and we'll see. But I think the poem theme is going to make it even more difficult than usual to actually identify what they're doing.
Sometimes it is a little bit mysterious. What are those children actually carrying over there?
Are they daffodils, really?
what are the poems? Give us a flavour. Not the whole list, please. Not the whole 120 or whatever.
No, I won't. But I think it's everything from sea fever to poems about caterpillars. And, you know, some of them are quite obvious. It was The Owl and the Pussycat was particularly popular.
I can imagine Owl and the Pussycat Wars for that one, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I can't remember who got it now. I think it might have been Bevendeen. I can't remember, but we'll see on the parade which ones are identifiable. And, of course, Same Sky always do produce a nice flyer, and people should grab it. You know, they're shy. I always walk along the audience, you know, like giving this thing out, and it's a freebie. But it does tell you, like, what number you've got to, what they're supposed to be. and it's also a souvenir. If your child's in the parade. Mm-hmm. So people shouldn't be shy. They somehow think the flyer means I have to pay something, or, you know, I'm going to say, and that's a program for £5. But we're not, you know, it's just a freebie to say, this is what's happening. So let's encourage people to take it.
So the Children's Parade kicks off the festival as ever. When is it? And tell us the time. And
it's
tell us if we're waiting for a bus in Brighton, how long we've got to wait.
It's on the 6th of May, and it kicks off at 10:30. It goes from, I'm going to broadly say, it goes through the lanes to the seafront, because we honestly don't want everybody around the start because it gets so crowded. A good place is to watch is sort of around the Jubilee Square area, New Road area, along the seafront, because they all come in and turn left at the pier, and they don't. It doesn't dissolve until sort of round about Black Rock. So that you know where the Volks. Okay, railway station. Where the lift is.
Yeah. By the Concorde.
That's the one. The Concorde. There. So they've got, you know, there's quite a lot of space along the seafront where you can watch them go past.
We're talking to Pippa Smith. She's coordinating the children's events in the Brighton Festival. She wants to say something else. I was just about to go to a track, but yeah, go on.
It's being led by the New Orleans this year, by a New Orleans jazz band called the Hot 8 Jazz.
Oh,
band.
They're great.
I know. Do you know them?
Yes.
Yeah. They're leading the parade.
Oh, if I'd known that, I'd have brought along a track by them. Anyway, another time. Thank you, Pippa. We will come back to you. I'm going to play a track now from Brighton. This is La Lune, and the track is Climatise. Rather lush there from Brighton. That's La Lune and a new track from her. That's Climatise. We're talking to Pippa Smith. She coordinates the children's events in the Brighton Festival. And as ever, children and young people's events are an integral part of festival events, aren't they, Pippa?
They are indeed, yes. And this year, I think, before I sort of start doing advertising, I'd like to just say that there is a lot of free stuff going on, particularly out in Hangleton and Wytalk. Mm-hmm. There's a pay it forward scheme so that people can get free tickets, and they're going to be advertised round and about. So I think this year because Kate is so keen that arts reach the people, we are really trying very, very hard to make sure that arts reach the people. And there's lots of events that will be for families that will be free. So, you know, people don't have to come into town and spend lots of money on tickets, although obviously I would really like it if they did.
There is that thing that sometimes a complaint is levelled at the festival, that it's too kind of Brighton-centric, and that things aren't happening around
well,
the outside.
Well, that's sort of why I'm saying this, yeah.
This year is very different, isn't it? And as you say, that has been one of Kate Tempest's things,
yes.
That she really wants to make it much more inclusive than maybe it has been previously.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's wonderful. And also just her energy and her youth and her art, you know, they're very accessible, and people suddenly find out they like art when they listen to her. So, you know, it's great to have Kate on board. Makes, you know, each year there's something really unique about the guest director that they bring to the party, and it helps us. Shall I go on to adverts now?
Go on. Tell us what's coming up that's really, you think, is an absolute must-go.
Well, the show that I'm so proud of is, it's called Jeremy Hartleby and Oglemore. Okay. Oglemore is spelt with several O's, three of them actually. Jeremy Hartleby and Oglemore, and it's on at the Theatre Royal on the 8th and 9th. And it's
of May.
Yes, of May even. Yeah. Yes. And it's for people of 3+, although I absolutely loved it. But, you know, to be honest, it is aimed at quite small children, probably who aren't even at school. And it's three characters, Jeremy Hartleby and Oglemore. The sound is done by Owen Crouch, who you've just been listening to with Kudu Blue.
Good Lord, and that's completely accidental synchronicity.
And Owen's dad, Tim Crouch, who's a local celeb, is the director of it. But it was originally made for the Unicorn Theatre in London, which, of course, is one of the only two, you know, specifically children's theatres in Britain. And I've been asking the Unicorn for years to bring their best shows to us, and this is the first time they've brought it. So Jeremy Hartleby and Oglemore are three characters. Jeremy is a large black man. Hartleby is a very thin, long white man. And Oglemore is this sort of bouncy young girl, and they go to the seaside. The uniquely special thing about the play is that it contains only three words.
Okay.
And those three words are Jeremy Hartleby and Oglemore. So all they do is say one another's names for an hour.
Oh my God.
And it is utterly riveting, very funny, and it's just great. And for young children to hear the names, you know, said in so many different ways.
I'm sure it does become quite ridiculous.
Oh, it's and that, you know, they're laughing, and it's just a wonderful thing. And it's such a clever experiment. It's what festivals should be about, you know, because it's experimental, but it works. And I have seen it, you know, I've been and I've seen it, and I know it works. And I know it works for 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds. So, you know, and it works for me.
Terrific. Okay,
yeah,
so
great
that's
fun.
So that's Jeremy Hartleby and Ooglemore, and that's at the Theatre Royal on the
8th
Monday the 8th, Tuesday the 9th of May.
That's right.
Right, what else are you recommending for us then, Pippa?
Well, I'd love people to go and see Velo, and this is people with older young people. I think it's for about 9 or 10
okay,
plus.
Right. You, terribly, you get your knickers in a twist over these things, can't
older
you?
Young
yeah.
people,
older
yes.
young people, yeah.
And Velo is a French company. They've been to Brighton before with the iconic Rabbit in the Moon. This is for older young people. And it's a show. I'm going to Paris on Saturday, actually, to see it. How about that?
You.
At my own expense,
okay.
I have to say. Because they're doing a preview in Paris, and then we're the premiere. And it's called A Handful of People, and it's about the pursuit, about looking for happiness, really. Where's your happy place? And you're on your own chair. There's 69 chairs, and each person has their own chair. And then they end up with miniatures of these chairs that they put on a map of the world to show where they're happy. I goodness knows, but it will be stunning. I'm just so trust the company, and it will be very, very different sort of theatre. So people okay. should give it a go. The company's called Velo, and it's on at the Bright Elm Centre, on from the 26th to the 28th. So at the end of May, at the end of the festival.
Go on then, people. I'm going to give you one more.
Okay, Lord Chamberlain's Men. Mm-hmm. This is fascinating. Normally we have Shakespeare's Globe at Boat at the Brighton Open Air Theatre, which is Boat. Normally towards the end of the festival, when the weather's got nice, we have Shakespeare's Globe. We all love it. And they weren't touring this year. So I was in a quandary because Brighton Festival never has B teams. So I was stuck with trying to find another A. Knowing that taking a picnic to the open air theatre is such a tradition for people,
yep.
you know, and seeing a good Shakespeare. Anyway, I'm pleased to say that I find another A, and it's they're called the Lord Chamberlain's Men. They're doing the Comedy of Errors, and their USP, their unique selling point, is that they're all chaps.
Okay.
So it's an all-male company.
So it would have been like it was in Shakespeare's day then.
Well done. Got it in one.
There you go.
And I think it'll be it's fascinating because they don't do silly voices and things. They do it like in Shakespeare's day where, you know, they are dressed as women, so you know they're a girl. And they're playing women. I think it'll be a very, very interesting dynamic. And they're very entertaining, and they're very used to doing outdoors. So it will be big and spectacular and fun and, you know, and jolly and a comedy of errors, in fact, but without the mistakes.
Right. So Pippa Smith from the Brighton Festival, thank you very much for coming in. That was merely a flavour of what's to be expected for families, families and children in the Brighton Festival. I guess the place to go is the programme to find out what's happening and those free events as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank
so,
you, Melita.
Brighton Festival, brightonfestival.org for the website.
Yeah.
And pick up a brochure around town.
Yeah, they're blue.
Marvellous. Pippa Smith, thank you very much. And I no doubt will see you hanging around the festival looking fried but happy.
I'll see you on the parade.
You may well do, actually. Thank you very much, Pippa, for joining us. Good luck with
Cheers.
Everything.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.